Podtacular, episode 174, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of January 4th, 2009.
Are we playing the silent game? Because I'm not good at that game. Oh, I lost.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
I'm your host, Death Storm.
Good for Blitz. And this is JP Oliver.
Woot! Happy New Year, everybody!
New Year.
We're back in 2009. We left 2008 behind.
It's gone.
It's a new year.
009.
009.
So we are back. Like we said,
new
we
Year's
would be. No. New Year's resolution is to make the podcast better than it currently is now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're back with the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show. Perfect timing, too, with all the holidays and whatnot. We get to hear what you guys as a community did over the break, the 2 weeks that we've been off. So we look forward to definitely reading your comments and hearing your call-ins that you called into our voicemail. So we are looking forward to those. And we have a guest host, as you heard before. We have JP on the show. JP, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do around Podtacular, how you found the community, and what you do.
All right. I'm JP Oliver. I found the community 2 years ago. I was looking through Halo podcasts, and during Halo 2 days, there weren't that many Halo podcasts around. But I saw Podtacular, so I thought, meh, could be pretty good. And I was hooked. Yeah. I was like, I don't know yet. I wasn't too sure. So I went in, gave it a shot, and turned out pretty good. And now I'm a leader for the recreational clan at Podtacular.
Very nice.
I know. Me and Luck and Hype get it done.
A.K.A. Kia.
Kia Effect, yes.
As we all know him. So tell us a little bit about what's the new changes are for the Rec Clan. I know there's a post up on the front page about us. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We got a couple of new things coming around, and I'm not chief, so I can't elaborate as much as he could. But based on what a lot of people are talking about, we're going to have a lot more interactiveness with the players. We're going to have more events. We're going to make it a bit more enjoyable for those who thought last year was kind of dry and boring. We also have some more ways for people to know what's coming around. We're going to start a texting service so that those who are in the clan have a text message sent to them when it's getting close to a time for an event.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how's that exactly going to work? Does everyone that's in the Rec clan get a text message, or are there certain people that work? Or
EFX probably knows more of the behind-the-scenes details on that. But from what I can tell you, apparently there's some kind of service that will do this for you. You'll just punch in a text or a cell phone number, and from there that a message created by KeyFX will be sent to every cell phone number that we have in that directory.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you guys are definitely gearing up for a good comeback season after the podcast left last year, and hopefully we can get a lot more people involved in the Rec Clan.
Yeah.
So, good job out there. Keep up the good work, and we look forward to seeing what you guys produce.
And, I want to ask how the rec match went between you and Arm the Flag.
I thought it was great. I mean, the Arm the Flag guys are a great bunch of guys. We had a lot of fun with them. We didn't come out as successful as players, but we had a great time, and I think that's what matters at the Rec Clan. We lost all three of the competitive matches, but yes, we got skunked. But I thought it was a great time, and I had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. The Arm of the Flag guys are actually quite the characters.
Good, good.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for that tidbit, and again, thank you for taking your time to be on the show this week. We definitely appreciate it. As you guys might have noticed, G. Lewis isn't here. He's said he wouldn't be able to make it due to school and whatnot, but he will be here next week, so you will be able to hear his voice yet again.
Hear his voice.
I'm sorry, not next week. Actually, next week's the Around the Ring show. It'll be the week after. You will get to hear him again. So, without further ado, I believe we have some call-ins from Kronk that we want to go ahead and get into. So, let's go over and see what Kronk has for us.
All right. Hey, time for some more voicemails. Let's get started. How about some tales from the foxhole?
Hey, Podtacular. This is the 8th Pancake. And, I'm just calling in, I got a tale from the foxhole. Well, it's January 1st. It's my first triple kill of 2009. It's like 12:54 and I'm playing multi-team just by myself waiting for my friend to get on. We're in his team swords on the pit. And I'm just kind of running around. And out of the nowhere, I just get surrounded by people. I quickly slice and dice them all for a triple kill. That was pretty cool because it was my first triple kill of the new year. So I'd give a shout out to Captain Kronk, my favorite. And then I miss Fumo and JVB. I miss them. Bring them back. Just so I can say hi. All right, well, 8th Pancake signing out.
Thanks for the shout out.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Death by the Morning here. It's, like 2 in the morning, and I can't sleep, so I'm gonna call you guys. Let's see, I got a couple of tales from Foxhole for you guys. First one, about a week ago, I was playing Team Slayer on the pit, and there's this one dude on the other team. He had, like, 18 of their 20 kills, okay? We had, like, 17 kills. Okay. I camped at their, turret place thingy on with the shotgun. And, crap. I sat there for, like, the rest of the game. I died twice. And I got a running riot and 18 kills right there. So, overall, he got the MVP with 27 kills. I think we ended up winning the game 50-30. And woo, Stick-tacular, Luke, I want my dinner. Anyways, see, the second one happened 2 days ago. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry if this, audio comes out real crappy. I'm on a cell phone and I live in a practical dead zone. It's the only phone I have long distance on. So anyways, it was Rockets and it was me, my friend John Throne 1456, and then two other dudes, and it was Team Rockets on Construct. I had 30 kills that game. 26 deaths, and, let's see, the other team, I think their final score was, like, 32-50, so that's it. Lewis, you rock, keep on fragging trucks, that's it.
Hey, Podtacular, it is Long Range 950 again. Just calling to say Happy Thanksgiving, even though it's the day after. But anyways, I have a tale from the foxhole. Okay, I was on Blackout, Team Slayer, and I grabbed the sword, and I just camped at BR1, and they got a killing frenzy just camping. And Captain Kronk, yeah, I'm real sad-faced that I don't get the update, but hey, it's live. All right. Keep on fragging trucks.
All right. How about some of these? Let's see. We've got some stuff about custom games, custom maps. You know, where you make your own.
Hey, Podtacular, Moonman here. I got a map, custom map I've made. I named it Death. It's on, I think, the pit. In the center, there's a bunch of propane tanks and fusion coils, all bunched up together. Little nearby it, there's a grav lift, and then a ghost inside one of the garage thingamajigs, and a couple mongooses. On the other side of the map, the mongoose, in the office place, I covered it up, and there's a bunch of weapons, and a teleporter. I forget where, too. A turret all over the place, though. Fun. In the beginning, what you're supposed to do is somebody goes up and shoots one of the propane tanks and then runs away. And then people just, like, kill each other and drive their cars into the huge, never-ending explosion. So, it's not in my file share because I do not right now have Xbox Live, so. Well. Bye.
Alright, thanks for calling in with that. Let's move on to the next one.
Hey, Podtacular, C8 Pancake again. And I'm just calling to tell you about this custom game and map I have. I didn't make it, but I think it's really fun. It's called Trash Compactor is the map, and the game is Garbage Man. And basically, it's just this huge thing that the zombie just throws in here, and it splatters everyone, and you have to try and dodge it. It's really fun. I don't think it's on my file share right now, but by the time this airs, it probably will. So, this is a pancake, and I'll see you later. Keep on fragging Nene's folding bike.
Nice. All right. Let's hear from this guy.
Hey, this is Slayer Sue. First-time caller, long-time listener. Just wanted to call in, say great job on the podcast, guys, and keep it up. And shout-out to my girlfriend who plays Halo with me. All right, peace out.
Hey, Podtacular, this is RNB here, and I'm playing Halo right now. If you didn't know, the team doubles for this week is Rockets, and my friend KO team man over there just owned noobs all day. If you can hear them, you're lucky. Anyways, have fun and keep on fragging trucks, Podtacular. Keep it original.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Captain Mojo. I just want to say that you guys are doing great on the podcast. I'd love to be on it, like everyone else, of course. Oh, Duststorm, I need the address for the fish, because they're all set up and ready to be sent. Another thing, I'm running for president. I will be in the next election. If anyone would vote for me, please send me a message on live. Gamertag, CAPTMOJO, all caps. Also, send me a friend request. Thanks, guys. Keep on eating petrified cheese cacti. We'll go out.
All right, everybody. That's all we got for this episode. Oh, you know, hey, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. My little bro, man, he's on Xbox Live. He's new to the service. He's a young cat, and he's trying to get into the game, trying to get a little better. So his gamer tag is Arbiter97117. If you run into him in a game, social game, matchmaking, or whatever, be cool, man. That's all I ask. Just be cool, be nice, you know, watch your mouth. Like I said, you know, as a young cat, he's trying to get into it, so he takes it kind of serious, but that's cool. Throw him a friend request if you want. He's all right to play with. I don't know how good he is, but all right, let's get out of here. Give us a call, 206-888-HALO, and we'll play your voicemails back on the next episode. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular. Your secret admirer again. I want to call because I found you guys are back on. I just listened to the doing this episode with JBB and Foon back on. I was so excited. And all I could think about was there's muscles and muscles and muscles. Oh, I'm so glad you guys are back. Oh my God, you guys are so awesome. Oh, can't believe you guys are back. Can't wait to listen to another episode. Just hope you get JBB and Foon on again, because I love him as sexy, sexy boy. Sexy boy. Oh, Captain Crunk, you're back too. I love you so much, man, with your big old muscle. All right, guys, well, I'll call back again sometime. Glad you're back. I love you guys.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you like.
Well, thanks, Crunk, for those. We appreciate everyone who called into our voicemail over the holiday break. Now we're going to get on to the submission part of our show, where we get the submissions from our submission form on Podtacular. So we're going to go ahead and start things off with Infinite Singularity. He writes in, I have two stories of when the perfection had slipped out of my grasp. The first one was on Social Slayer with a guest. I was on Construct. I had a BR, or Special Assault Rifle, and a Mauler on top of one of the purple lifts, and I was looking down for anyone coming up. Three guys came up, and I went back to take them all out with my Mauler. Triple kill. At this point, I had no deaths and a killing frenzy and low shields. Then my guest, who was on my team, came up to where I was with a flamethrower and thought, oh, I might just torch the first person I come across. And within seconds, I was dead. That really sucks.
I never invite him to play Halo with you again. Nope. Never.
That kind of happens with my brother. I'll play my brothers in Halo, like, 2-on-1, and one of my brothers will have the flamethrower, and the first time he picked it up, he actually betrayed my brother twice.
Excellent.
So, yeah, the flamethrower can be deadly.
It's bad.
I always set my own team on fire. It's funny.
Or it could be basically a suicide. Can you run up to someone when you're on fire and light them on fire?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's only if you light the ground on fire and they walk over it.
Right. Set them on fire to just hurt them.
Because that'd be cool. You set your own teammate on fire, and then you just go running into other people. That'd be awesome. Anyway, the second time was BRs on Blackout on a ranked team Slayer. I was playing with my brother and my dad 3v3. My team had set up on the BR tower, and I had about 11 kills and no deaths. And my brother was something like that was something like that as well. Then all three guys rushed from sword side. I turned around and jumped back off the edge. At the end of the game, my brother got a perfection.
Triple unsmiley face. Unhappy face.
Yeah. Unhappy face times three. Yeah,
unsmiley.
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 Unsmiley. There's nothing to smile about. You have to unsmile. How do you undo a smile? That's quite odd.
Well, you turn that...
upside down.
And then it becomes a frown.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that about wraps up my post. Keep on fragging folding bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Delicious.
Crypto, I think the next one's up for you.
Okay. Samurai Slicer says, I'm typing this on my PSP, so give me a break on spelling. Anyways, I've just been listening to the podcast for a while, and I joined up on the forums. I just wanted to say happy holidays and keep on fragging trucks. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Nice.
It's a nice. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we're going to be here for a while.
And good spelling.
Yeah. Yes. 5 stars.
Even on the PSP.
Yeah, I know. It's impressive.
Okay. Why don't you take the next one, JP?
I'm all over it. Rice Snacks Roz said,
sorry.
Okay, so it goes like this. I was going for my Step and Razor, Overkill, Triple Kill, Killing Frenzy, Mongoose Mowdown, etc. achievements, and started playing matchmaking when Swords on Epitaph came along. When it started, I got a few kills, but nothing seemed to pick up. Then suddenly, double kill, swing, triple kill, clash, overkill. I had received the achievements, triple kill, overkill, and step and razor, with three swings of my...
Thwing?
Thwing of my sword.
With three... Oh my god.
Thwee!
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. With three swings of my sword for a 3/4/15 G's. Keep on fragging the Jitsu Seal Fumo's folding bike while wearing anus armor.
Aww. Poor Fumo's bike.
That's like almost two in a row. My samurai.
Nice. Sweet. Okay. With midgets.
With them midgets, it's Fumo's bike. Sorry. Need a song for Fumo's bike.
Fumo's bike.
Where's Daniel? Where's Daniel when you need him?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've heard from that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not been on in a while.
Daniel, get back here! We miss you! Anyway.
Yeah.
The next one comes from the Jackal. He writes in, "Hey, it's X the Jackal X here, and I want to share a tale from the foxhole. I was playing downloadable content, Big Team, on the afternoon of December 26, 2008, and it was Big Team Slayer on standoff. As I was looking at the ranks of the opposing team, I thought that we had this one in the bag, but unfortunately our team was made up of a bunch of noobs, except for one other guy. Despite my vicious slaying and desperate struggle to keep my team afloat, we remained just a few points below that of the opposing team. The game began to enter the final act when I was starting to lose hope. But as I got down to the final 10 or 15 points, however, we clinched the lead. The lead kept altering between them and us, but I had confidence in my and the fellow non-noob also in our team's slaying power with the BR. In the final moments of the game, we snatched the 198 victory. The other team carrier that I was previously referred to is Norm22. He went plus 17 kill death, and I went plus 16. Big shout-outs to him. Oh, and some big shout-ins to the noobs in our team that brought our team down.
Get some
training seriously. Ouch.
Nice.
Anyway, thanks for reading my send-in, Patak. I just applied to be in the Rec Clan. I plan to become an active in the community. I love the podcast. Keep it up. Once again, my gamer tag, X the Jackal X.
Actually, he was accepted into the Rec Clan.
Well, congratulations.
So exciting.
Congratulations.
Check the forms. He needs to make sure he's verified before we can invite him in, everyone else.
You hear that, Jackal?
Do it.
Yeah, we had my brothers and I had a game like that. It was me and one of my brothers, and we were doing a Social Slayer, and it was Team BRs on standoff. And for about three quarters of the match, the other two guys on our team were away from their Xbox or something like that. So it was basically me and my brother against four other guys. And for about the first 15 points, we held them pretty even, but then they found out where the other guys were, and they started going after them, and then they proceeded to take our turret and murder us with that. So
yeah.
it ended in epic fail, like about 50-34, I think, was the final score. So
cool. That's rough.
Yeah. It happens.
Okay, this next submission is from Death by the Morning. Okay, first up, don't read my other two, read this one. I can't see your other two, so okay. Kick. Now time to tell the tale. Hey, Potacular, Death by the Morning here. I have a quick tale from the foxhole. for you, okay? It was Team Slayer on the pit, and my team was down 20-17. So I went and got the shotty and the regenerator and camped in the sword room while the sword was still there, so noobs who liked the sword would run in and get shotted in the face soon. I was like 18 kill spree because they didn't have mics and couldn't communicate.
Still the first sentence. That was all so just now, one sentence.
Wow. So now our team is up 49-24, and I died. Unhappy sad face. unsad face. Unsmiley face. which lost me the running riot, and we won 50-24. That's it, guys. Keep up the good works. I less than three you all. Keep on fragging trucks.
I less than three you too. Happy face.
Sad face.
Sad face.
Microsoft Sam, sad face.
Sad face. Surprise, confused face.
Confused yeah. face.
Surprise, confused face, yeah. Hmm. Haven't you been surprised and confused before?
I don't know, I've just seen confused face.
Surprise, confused.
Oh, surprise, okay. Surprise, yeah. Yes. Anyway, next one.
Got it. Faux Canary says, "Hey, Potsacker, this is Faux Canary with a tail from the foxhole. A couple of days ago, I was playing a social Slayer with some friends. It was Slayer on the pit, and it looked like we would win. We were blue team. The other team took control of the sword room and started camping. They soon took the lead, and we finally took back our control over the sword room at 49-47 in their favor. We got the score up to 49-49, and everything slowed down. I was standing on the mauler spawn and giving cover fire for my teammates with my special assault rifle. I also had the sword. I was firing at a guy when, out of the corner of my eye, I spotted a nade coming towards me. The nade took away almost all of my shields, and as I backed up, I drew my sword. As my attacker jumped through the mauler spawn, he started firing at me and took out my shields. As I lunged at him, we both hit each other at the same time. This is the freaky part. We both died, and the score said 50-50. It also said red team won. This was the closest Halo game I've ever played. I have a clip of the ending and the entire game on my file share. The clip is called Insane, and the game is called Insane Game. Shoutouts to my buddy DruryFan20, Aoutitin, and the God Tackler. And the God Tackler crew. Keep on fragging noobs who betray their teammates with a shotgun in the sword room of the pit.
Off the pit.
Of the pit.
Nice.
I'd like Crypto to read this since it's long.
Leonidas.
No, it's long. It's really long. Okay, go for it. Go for it.
It's an epic novel. It's a novel.
It looks like he actually pronounced that. He has proper punctuation.
He does.
Okay. Hi, this is Leonidas117. Stafford@GameChiefs.com. Ooh, cool. My gamertag is Alaki117. I've been an avid listener since the
Habanero Halo episode.
Ooh, Habanero Halo episode.
That was a good one.
I remember that one.
Posting on for the full time, hopefully being read for the first time. That's true. By Crypto, as you asked. A fairly interesting tale from the foxhole. I was playing on the Legendary Brawl weekend back in like July. I was trying to get my 20 skill in the playlist. I was about a level 18, and we were playing Mosh Pit on Rat's Nest. It was about 35 seconds from the end of the game, and I was 15 seconds behind the leader, who was in the pit. He cleared the space where the ghost spawned, and I just splattered a couple of people with my mongoose. I came in full speed into the pit, jumping out of my mongoose, and slid away behind the leader. I threw a trip mine on reflex as the ghost came careering down the path, and instead of hitting the ghost, it bounced into him, still sliding mongoose, blowing it up. That is cool. It's like James Bond.
Exactly.
The mongoose slipped through the air, slamming into the leader, and then I hit the ghost aside with the hammer, making it explode. I then pulled ahead to win the match, about 6 seconds between second place. The one I splattered, I don't have a video in my file share.
That's disappointing.
What are you doing with your life?
Screenshot or it didn't happen.
Or it didn't.
It could have didn't happen.
Exactly.
Oh, another more recent tell from the foxhole was in the Social Slayer playlist in a team special assault rifle game. Yeah, yeah. I was the top scoring gun. Our team was on the way to victory. I had just gotten a stick kill and rushed into the other half of the map. I guess from the other team's players stepped out from behind the wall and pulled his assault rifle, the boring kind, and started firing it. I rushed in with my special assault rifle and fired two bursts before I reached him and leapt over his head and turned around, got ready for a back smack. When I stopped in wonder as he looked up and kept firing, as though I was still there. Although I was still there. Okay. Once he figured out I went, he turned around and fired a full clip of ammo besides me as I'm dodging him, then took him out with a double melee. I went back in the theater, laughed like crazy for a few minutes, and replayed it. It's my bargain. It's not where is he? Nice.
I guess it just goes to prove that you can always have fun on Halo.
Yeah. I have. I love playing with guests. Just ones that are really bad. It's so funny. It's like jumping on the heads and things. It's like, yeah.
It's like, oh,
I'm
no,
a sad
no.
Bug. Get over it.
My brother does that to my dad. He'll get in front of my dad and he'll start running around in the circles, and my dad will be turning the stick sideways trying to find him.
I have my newly forged free-for-all / Team Slayer map twisted in my file share, if anyone would like to go check it out. Here's a giant revolving stairwell in the center that leads to rockets. It's good for free-for-all and Team Slayer maps. This part of my submission might belong in the Customs and Creation show, but post it if you like. My file show is at link.
The link will be in the show notes.
Yep. Anyone would like to give me a review of the map, or just get videos from Halo 3 captured in HD,
ooh,
message Leonardis117 at GameAchieves.com. Shoutouts to Fumo Jive, JBB, Duststorm, Crypto, G Lewis, Chucky J, and the guys at the Godtacular Bible Study. CERN Fat Flare 1122, White Crow, and the staff at GameAchieves.com. Like Born 248, Bijorn. To come out.
Bijorn.
Bijorn.
Okay, Bijorn.
It's a Bijorn. Yay.
Bijorn.
Bjorn, maybe.
DiGiorno.
That number in Roman numerals, QIIXII. And save your Amiga. Keep on fragging falling bikes and go-karts because everyone else fragged the trucks. They're fancy out bikers and yowlers. Tiger butt plug. Yay!
Oh. Nice. Impressive. Nice long submission.
It wasn't
too bad.
It wasn't.
Guess it wasn't too bad. Crypto survived. Well, I guess that's all that matters.
I'm alive. Okay.
Well, he has air.
Hell.
Okay, yeah. Next one.
Moose.
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 Moose. Go.
Dust.
Okay, I'll take it. Did we? I didn't remember.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, I'll take it then. Moose0030 says, hey, this is Moose0030, longtime listener, new member, and new writer. My tale from the foxhole is when I was playing on the pit a while ago. I was in the sword room and was peeking in and out of the door looking at the sniper tower. I saw someone up there, so I threw a sticky. The problem with this is that the sticky hit my teammate. It was a perfect football pass. It was right in front of him as he came up the lift. Luckily, it didn't count as a betrayal, as he would have killed me. Hmm. This is one of those moments where you just look away and you just look and run away.
I do that.
This will be in my file share. Hope you enjoy this. Yeah, it's like, oh, I am so sorry. Well, I do that too with follow-up grenades. And my teammates will be in there finishing up a kill, and I throw a grenade. I'm like, oh, crap.
It explodes.
It's like, I'm sorry. Anyway, hope you enjoy this tale. Keep up the work and keep on fragging midget grunts who are lost on Savo Highway looking for Nene as he rides off on his foldable bike. Sweet.
I've seen more different spellings for Nene now than I ever have in my life. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think the official spelling is N-A-Y-N-A-Y.
That's what I thought.
I think that is the correct spelling.
I thought there was a hyphen between the two Nene's.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not the creator of Nene.
No, we will have... Who is it? It's not...
I thought it was Facehead. Didn't he say he...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we would have to consult Facehead.
Yes.
Head face.
Facehead, give us your wisdom. Give us your insight into the unknown. Anyway, next one, Long Range 950 for Mr. Oliver.
Yes. Hey, Podtacular, this is Long Range 950 setting in for the fourth time. I'm, of course, here to tell you about my awesome triple kill no scope. Okay, here's how it went. I was playing Team Snipers on stand up with my friend XX Sword of Kyozo XX. I was scoping in to snipe someone when he went behind cover, so I scoped out. Then, my mother drops a pin on the floor, scaring the out of me, and I pulled the trigger. Then, watch in amazement as I get a triple kill with the snipe medals. My jaw dropped to the floor like one of those cartoons as I scream my head off saying, "Pwned." So there you have it. Keep on fragging Santa because he gave you collector's edition anus armor instead of limited edition. And
wow.
Raz face.
That would be pretty interesting. Getting a triple kill no scope because your mom dropped a pan.
That's pretty epic.
That is epic.
I don't think I've heard that one before.
That would be... That's just mind-boggling, I guess. You get scared and then you pull the trigger and you magically kill.
I pulled the trigger by accident and like no-scoped someone. It's like,
yeah, because of someone dropping a pan, you getting scared?
Maybe it was like on a hardwood floor and then thus making a loud noise and making you scared.
But still, I mean, the chances of that happening is like slim to none.
You never know. Yep.
Wow, that's just amazing. I find that amazing. Anyway, Uzumaki 15 writes in, "Hey, Dusty, Crypto, and G. Lewis, Uzumaki with some tales from the foxhole. What happened to JP? You got to include everybody here."
What the heck, man?
I mean, really, show the love.
Come on. Well, what's this? Well, what? Sir, what is this? No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, okay. The first was on a Team Snipers game on High Ground. I was playing with Tokyo and one of his friends. About halfway through the match, I hop on Among Us to get the action to the base quicker. I drove into the base hoping to catch them off guard as I drive in. An idiot on the other team walks in front of me and I splatter him. I thought it was funny and odd that I, one, managed to splatter him, and two, I managed to get into the base without being spot.
Shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one sentence. Anyway, my next was on a Big Team Slayer and Avalanche. Halfway through the game, I managed to get on the ghost and begin to annihilate. I go on a vehicular manslaughter, getting the look both ways achievement, taking out, I think, every person on the enemy team at least once until a lucky Hornet got the better of me. When the match ended, I was 17-7 with 2 of the 3 top medals. Well, those are my tales. Shoutouts to Team Asian Express and XLR8.
Accelerate,
okay. And my Nazi zombie killing friend, Trigger Happy Psycho. Keep on fragging trucks and Nazi zombies, which makes COD5 very worthwhile.
COD 5.
I say COD5.
COD 5 sounds better.
Sounds like codfish. It makes me think you're talking about seafood.
Yeah.
Which makes me hungry.
Lancer 47 says.
It's like, anyway.
Like, moving on.
Moving on, shall
we? Hey, Botacular, it's me, Lancer47 again for Tales from the Foxhole. I was playing Halo 3 level Storm and trying to get the point achievement for that level. I was on the last part of the level where you have to destroy the huge gun that was going to destroy the ships that were coming. I had a sniper and a special assault rifle. I got to the top where the gun has and tried to kill some brutes. I managed to hit two brutes and got their shields off and started to kill another one, but I ran out of ammo. So I found a brute that I had recently been killing. I was trying to kill. I aimed with sniper rifle and got a headshot for 150 points. Then I looked at my points and I went from 300 points and 450 points. Okay, that's what makes happens sense when you add 150 on.
450.
I'm confused. What points is he talking about?
The headshot.
The points he got for killing the brute.
He added it to the 300 and got 450.
Yeah. 300 plus 150 is 450.
Okay.
Mm.
I did not know what happened. I went back into the theater and looked at the film. It seemed that after I had killed the first brute with the sniper, bullet bounced off a rock behind him and went... And then it hit the huge gun above me and kills the other two brutes that I was killing earlier.
Wow,
with the same bullet. Nice. It was awesome and funny. I wish I could have saved it as a clip, but there's no option to in the campaign movies. So shout-outs to Podtacular. Yeah, that's us.
That's us, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the guests on this week's podcast. Keep on fragging and killing noobs with special assault rifles.
Sweet. Cool.
That was a nice story.
So it bounces off a rock, then bounces off the gun, then it hits two other brutes.
And kill them both. Unbelievable. But nice.
Sweet. Pretty nice.
It is nice.
It's nice.
So, blocks.
Anyway, we have one more to one wrap more up with.
So, Bition.
Let's do it.
Let's
stall
do it.
Me, please. Hey, guys, it's Stall Me, Please. I am here with a tale from the Hole of Fox. I was playing Team Slayer on the pit. I was walking to the overshield in the beginning of the match, as I usually do. Out of nowhere, a pellet flies in my jaw and kills me. I went into the theater afterwards to take a look. It turns out that somebody on the other team was running for the sniper, and one of his teammates got jealous and tried to kill him by throwing a frag. The frag missed him and hit a pallet, then went soaring into my jaw. Keep on fragging people who doubt my ability to steal watches. Duststorm, what your watch is next.
No, I like my watch. I like my watch.
Stall me, please. Stall me, please.
If you steal my watch, you don't want anyone to know what happens to you.
He's coming for your dust.
No, I will lock my doors and lock my windows.
Yeah.
You will never find me. You will never succeed. Anyway, thanks to everyone who sent stuff in for this week, the holiday episode, I guess, so to speak. Next week will be the Around the Ring episode. We will have Lancelot back in the house. I'm not sure what exactly we're doing yet, but you will find out soon enough. Wrapping things up, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call or listen to voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Like this one.
Be sure to check us out on podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with some cool people.
Yeah, especially with the new Rec Clan.
Yeah, man.
Rap.
It's what's happening right now.
Very nice.
It is.
Looking forward to it, too.
Everyone is.
Anyway, thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us and iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out other shows on the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, GCN, Video Game Show, and JVB's new podcast, It's Been Changed.
Someone reworded it. Try again.
That's right.
JVB Show, Post Game Report, at TalkAboutGames.com.
And Destructoid. Yeah.
And JVB's new podcast.
Well, it's not new anymore. It's kind of old.
It's old news.
Well, it's not. Yeah. But yeah. So, thanks again, everyone, for listening to this podcast. Until next time, I'm Dustin.
Hold up. Time out.
Time out. What?
I need to tell you. Hi, I'm Praji. Ask me to give him a shout out on the show because he said he needs it. He was very, very frank with it.
Can we sing him a song? Can we sing Praji. Him a song? And it feels special.
For he's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. Yeah.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
Which nobody can deny. See, we got him. And now he knows. He's on the show forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Now we need like a Prodigy sound song at the end. Yeah.
He's a firestarter. Twisted firestarter.
Look, we're dedicating this podcast to you, Prodigy, because we love you.
And the Rec Clan, because. Just because. Because. And everyone at Podtacular. Let's dedicate to them, too. Just because.
Yeah. Just because.
Just because we can.
For the lulls.
Marty, we can do it.
I love you, Marty!
You're sending out subliminal messages again.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. So the stress again. Until next time, I'm Dustworm.
And I'm JP Oliver.
Thanks.
It's not good.
What's not good?
Now my true identity's revealed.
No!
There's only one thing left to say.
Holy mackerel.
iPod Touch.
You broke your iPod Touch?
Yeah, I dropped down the screen. It's all smashed. I ordered a screen.
Wow.
You bet.
Let's go. Podtacular, the official universe podcast. Podtacular episode 174.
Holy.
Go.
Slow down, Crypto. Slow down.
Who's supposed to do it, me or Crypto?
JP, you're doing it since you are our guest.
Great.
And you know what we say about our guests?
What do you say about my guest or your guests?
Nothing in particular. You're our guest for dinner.
Have you seen Twilight?
No.
Alright.
Just read the subtitle part. The part between the main title and the host part. Yeah, that part. Well, I mean, we try to explain it every week, and no one ever seems to get it right, that the subtitle is the one that's... Wow, I think that's just pure ownage on my part right there. I just got owned.
Like, quit your jibber-jab.
I'm, like, explaining to him in detail, and it's like, he just leaves, and like, oh, that hurts. Anyway, no more messing while we're up with the internets.
No more poking things in holes where they shouldn't be, etc.
Oh no, not again. Oh wow. It's gonna take a while to get this thing off the ground if he keeps on dropping out.
He dropped it out.
Okay. the random tidbit before we actually start.
Got it. Makes sense now.
It's what makes the podcast the podcast.
Makes
what
sense.
Podtacular.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm sure no one's coughing in the background.
We do.
Take two.
Oh. Sorry.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of... Oh, who the heck is calling me? Hey, Scott, can I call you back in about 30 minutes? Okay. Bye. So much for delays. Wow.
Take three.
Take 47.
Take 247. 2 years later, we finally start. Everyone's wondering what we've been doing for the past 2 years. Anyway, okay.
It's 2009!
We'll address that when we actually get into the podcast. Wow. Okay. Wow. Silence. I kill you. Who's snickering? I can hear you.
I'm not.
Silence.
Shh. It's yours.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Okay, breathe.
Maybe I should do it. No.
No, I'll do it.
Alright.
Just take over the podcast.
Yeah, got it.
Just kick me off the show. Just I suck.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.